ISS Kelvin, go for Starfleet Base.
Starfleet Base, we sent you a transmission. Did you receive?
Kelvin, have you double-checked those readings?
Our gravitational sensors are going crazy here. You should see this. It looks like a lightning storm.
What you've sent us doesn't seem possible.
Yes, ma'am, I understand. That's why we sent it.
Report.
Still out of visual range. Give 20 seconds.
Alert Captain Robe out of Starfleet Base.
Polarize the view screen.
Whatever this is, Klingon origin.
Captain, we have visual.
Repeat, could this be Klingon?
Negative, Lieutenant. You're 75,000 miles.
Captain, are you seeing this?
My God.
Degrees, Mark 2.
Arm rumble! Evasive pattern, Delta 5.
Incoming fast!
Fire all phasers! Damage report.
Warp drive's been knocked out. Never seen anything like it.
Weapons offline, main power 38%.
They're firing another.
All power over shield.
Dropping 10%, shields at 9 were dropped.
All demanding power to forward shields.
Prepare shuttles for evacuation.
Hello. My commander requests the presence of your captain in order to negotiate a ceasefire. You will come aboard our ship via shuttlecraft. Your refusal would be unwise.
Walk with me. If I don't report in 15 minutes, evacuate the crew.
Sir, we can.
There is no help for us out here. Use autopilot. And get off this ship.
Aye, Captain.
You're captain now, Mr. Kirk.
Our rates elevated.
Look at this ship. Are you familiar with this craft?
Who's your commander? Is it him?
I will speak for Captain Nero.
Then ask Captain Nero what gives him the right to attack a Federation vessel.
Do you know the location of Ambassador Spock?
I'm unfamiliar with Ambassador Spock.
What is the current star date?
Star date? 223304. Where are you from?
Sir, they're locked on our signal.
They're launching again.
Bravo 6, maneuver fire, full speed.
I'm initiating General Order 13. We're evacuating.
Sir.
Evacuate the ship immediately. Get your designated shuttle craft. Repeat evacuation.
That's Jordan's voice. What's happening? We're delivering the shuttle. Go. George.
You're okay, thank God. I have medical shuttle 37 standing by. Get to it now. Can you do that?
Yes.
Everything's gonna be okay. Do exactly as I say, shuttle 37.
George. It's coming. Our baby. It's coming now.
I'm on my way.
Autopilot function has been destroyed. Manual operation only.
We're in the tank now! Get to the shuttle! Move! Move!
Get to the hangar! Oh,
that's a big one.
Just keep breathing. You'll be fine.
And the baby too, right?
And the baby too.
Captain, the shuttle 37, is my wife on board?
Yes, sir, she is.
I need you to go now. Do you hear me?
I'm waiting on you, sir.
No, just go. Take off immediately. That's an order.
Yes, sir.
Boys, we can't go yet. Leaving. Where are you?
Sweetheart, listen to me. I'm not going to be there.
No.
This is the only way you'll survive.
Please, stay on the ship. You have to be here.
The shuttles will never make it if I don't fight them off.
George, I can't do this without you.
Okay, I need you to push now.
Boy? Tell me about it.
He's beautiful. George, you should be here.
Impact alert.
What are we gonna call him?
We can name him after your father.
Tiberius? You kidding me? No, that's the worst. Let's name him after your dad. Let's call him Jim.
Are you out of your mind? That car's an antique. You think you can get away with this just because your mother's off planet? You get your ass back home now. You live in my house, buddy. You live in my house, and that's my car. You get one scratch on that car, and I'm gonna whip your ass.
Citizen, what is your name?
My name is James Tiberius Kirk.
What is the formula for the volume of a sphere?
4/3 pi times the radius cubed. 1.26.
Any limbs.
What is the dimensionality?
Dimensionality equals the logarithm of n divided by non-excludability and non-rival 4/3 pi times the radius. When it is morally praiseworthy but not morally obligatory.
Spock.
I presume you've prepared new insults for today?
Affirmative.
This is your 35th attempt to elicit an emotional response from me.
I'm neither human nor Vulcan, and therefore have no place in this universe.
Look, it's human eyes. They look sad, don't they?
Perhaps an emotional response requires physical stimuli. He's a traitor, you know. Your father? For marrying her, that human whore.
Called you a traitor.
Emotions run deep within our race, in many ways more deeply than in humans. Logic offers a serenity humans seldom experience, the control of feelings, so that they do not control you.
You suggest that I should be completely Vulcan, and yet you married a human.
As ambassador to Earth, it is my duty to observe and understand human behavior. Marrying your mother was logical. Spock, you are fully capable of deciding your own destiny. The question you face is, which path will you choose? This is something only you can decide.
Spock.
There's no need to be anxious. You'll do fine.
I am hardly anxious, Mother. And fine has variable definitions. Fine is unacceptable. Ask a personal query.
Anything.
Should I choose to complete the Vulcan discipline of Kolinar and purge all emotion, I trust you will not feel it reflects judgment upon you.
Oh, Spock. As always, whatever you choose to be, you will have a proud.
You have surpassed the expectations of your instructors. Your final record is flawless. With one exception, I see that you have applied to Starfleet as well.
It was logical to cultivate multiple options.
Logical, but unnecessary. You are hereby accepted to the Vulcan Science Academy. It is truly remarkable, Spock, that you have achieved so much, despite your disadvantage. All rise!
If you would clarify, Minister, to what disadvantage are you referring?
Your human mother.
Council. Ministers, I must decline.
No Vulcan has ever declined admission to this academy.
Then as I am half-human, your record remains untarnished.
Spock.
You have made a commitment to honor the Vulcan way.
Why did you come before this council today? Was it to satisfy your emotional need to rebel?
The only emotion I wish to convey is gratitude. Thank you, ministers, for your consideration. Live long and prosper.
Like a Clabnin fire tea, 3 Budweiser Classics, 2 Cardassian Sunrises, and,
Try the Slusho, it's good.
The Slusho mix, thank you.
It's a lot of drinks for one woman.
And a shot of Jack, straight up.
Make that 2 shots on me.
Her shots on her. Thanks, but no thanks.
Don't you at least want to know my name before you completely reject me?
I'm fine without it.
You are fine without it. It's Jim Kirk. If you don't tell me your name, I'm going to have to make one up.
It's Uhura.
Uhura? No way. That's the name I was going to make up for you. Uhura what?
Just Uhura.
They don't have last names in your world?
Uhura is my last name.
So they don't have first names in your world?
Excuse me, buddy.
So, you're a cadet, you're studying. What's your focus?
Xenolinguistics. You have no idea what that means.
Study of alien languages, morphology, phonology, syntax. Means you've got a talented tongue.
I'm impressed. For a moment there, I thought you were just a dumb hick who only has sex with farm animals.
Well, not only.
This townie isn't bothering you, right?
Oh, beyond belief. But it's nothing I can't handle.
You could handle me. That's an invitation.
Hey, you better mind your manners.
Oh, relax, Cupcake. It was a joke.
Hey, farm boy, maybe you can't count, but there are 4 of us and 1 of you.
So get some more guys, and then it'll be an even fight.
Guys, stop it. Stop it!
Oh!
outside. All of you. Now.
Yes, sir.
You all right, son?
You can whistle really loud, you know that?
You know, I couldn't believe it when the bartender told me who you are.
Well, my Captain Pike.
Your father's son.
Can I get another one?
For my dissertation, I was assigned the USS Kelvin. Something I admired about your dad. He didn't believe in no-win scenarios.
Sure learned his lesson.
Well, it depends on how you define winning. You're here, aren't you?
Thanks.
You know, that instinct to leap without looking, that was his nature, too. And in my opinion, some Starfleet's lost.
Why are you talking to me, man?
Because I looked up your file while you were drooling on the floor. Your aptitude tests are off the charts, so what is it? You like being the only genius-level repeat offender in the Midwest?
Maybe I love it.
But, so your dad dies, you can settle for a less than ordinary life. Or do you feel like you were meant for something better? Something special. Enlist in Starfleet.
Enlist? You guys must be way down in your recruiting quota for the month.
Now, if you're half the man your father was, Jim, Starfleet could use you. You can be an officer in 4 years. You can have your own ship in 8. You understand what the Federation is, don't you? It's important. It's a peacekeeping and humanitarian armada.
We done?
I'm done. Riverside Shipyard. Shuttle for new recruits leaves tomorrow, 0800. Your father was captain of a starship for 12 minutes. He saved 800 lives, including your mother's and yours. I dare you to do better.
Cheers. 4 years? Do it in 3. At ease, gentlemen. Get that first name.
You need a doctor.
I told you, people. I don't need a doctor. Damn it, I am a doctor.
You need to get back to your seat.
I had one in the bathroom with no windows.
You need to get back to
your seat now. I suffer from aviophobia. It means fear of dying.
Sir, for your own safety, sit down, or else I'll make you sit down.
Fine.
Thank you.
This is Captain Pike. We've been cleared for takeoff.
I may throw up on you.
I think these things are pretty safe.
Pander to me, kid. One tiny crack in the hull and our blood boils in 13 seconds. Soul flare might crop up, cook us in our seats. And wait till you're sitting pretty with a case of Andorian shingles. See if you're still so relaxed when your eyeballs are bleeding. Space is disease and danger wrapped in darkness and silence.
Yeah.
Well, I hate to break this to you, but Starfleet operates in space.
Yeah, well, I've got nowhere else to go. The ex-wife took the whole damn planet in the divorce. All I got left is my bones.
Jim Kirk.
McCoy. Leonard McCoy.
On the bridge, sir. The yell says it's time.
Sir, we've arrived at the coordinates you calculated.
There's nothing here.
What are your orders?
We wait. We wait for the one who allowed our home to be destroyed. As we've been doing for 25 years.
And once we've killed him?
Kill him? I'm not gonna kill him. I'm gonna make him watch.
Capture that ship.
Welcome back, Spock.
Why are you so happy?
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, I don't suppose you do.
Hello, ladies. Taking the test again.
You gotta be kidding.
Yeah, tomorrow morning, and I want you there.
You know, I've got better things to do than watch you embarrass yourself for a third time. I'm a doctor, Jim. I'm busy.
Bones, it doesn't bother you that no one's ever passed the test.
Jim, it's the Kobayashi Maru. No one passes the test, and no one goes back for seconds, let alone thirds.
I gotta study.
Study my ass.
Jim, I think I love you. Lights. Did you just say that is so weird?
Yeah, I did, but
you don't
I...
love me too? Well, then my roommate.
Well, I thought you said she was gone for the night.
Well, obviously she's not. Quick, you've got to just get into bed. Look, just get one down. She can't see you.
Why not?
Because I promised her I'd stop bringing guys back to the
room. Well, how many guys have you...
Just... Hey.
Hey.
How are you?
Good.
Strangest thing. I was in the long-range sensor lab.
Yeah, I thought all night.
I was tracking solar systems, and I picked up an emergency transmission.
Really?
Yeah. From a Klingon prison planet.
No.
Yeah. A Klingon armada was destroyed. 47 ships.
So you're not going back to the lab tonight?
Kayla, who is he?
Who's who?
The mouth breather hiding under your bed.
You can hear me breathing?
You.
Big day tomorrow.
You're gonna fail.
Kayla, see you around.
Get out.
If I pass, will you tell me your first name?
No! Good night!
I think the fact that you picked up a transmission is very interesting.
We are receiving a distress signal from the USS Kobayashi Maru. The ship has lost power and is stranded. Starfleet Command has ordered us to rescue them.
Starfleet Command has ordered us to rescue them... Captain.
Two Klingon vessels have entered the neutral zone and are locking weapons on us.
That's okay?
That's okay?
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Did he say don't worry about it? Is he not taking the simulation seriously?
Three more Klingon warbirds decloaking and targeting our ship. I don't suppose this is a problem either.
They're firing, Captain.
Alert medical bay to prepare to receive all crew members from the damaged ship.
And how do you expect us to rescue them when we're surrounded by Klingons, Captain?
Alert medical.
Our ship is being hit. Shields at 60%.
I understand.
Or should we, I don't know, fire back?
No.
What is this? What's going on?
Armed photons, prepare to fire on the Klingon warbirds.
Yes, sir.
Jim, their shields are still up.
Are they?
No, they're not.
Fire on all enemy ships. One photon each should do. Let's not waste ammunition.
Target locked and acquired on all warbirds. Firing.
All ships destroyed, Captain.
Begin rescue of the stranded crew. So, we've managed to eliminate all enemy ships. No one on board was injured. And the successful rescue of the Kobayashi Maru crew is underway.
How the hell did that kid beat your test?
I do not know.
This session has been called to resolve a troubling matter.
James T. Kirk, step forward. Cadet Kirk, evidence has been submitted to this council suggesting that you violated the ethical code of conduct pursuant to Regulation 17.43 of the Starfleet Code. Is there anything you care to say before we begin, sir?
Yes, I believe I have the right to face my accuser directly.
Step forward, please. This is Commander Spock. He is one of our most distinguished graduates. He's programmed the Kobayashi Maru exam for the last 4 years.
Commander?
Cadet Kirk, you somehow managed to install and activate a subroutine in the programming code, thereby changing the conditions of the test.
Your point being?
In academic vernacular, you cheated.
Let me ask you something I think we all know the answer to. The test itself is a cheat, isn't it? I mean, you programmed it to be unwinnable.
Your argument precludes the possibility of a no-win scenario.
I don't believe in no-win scenarios.
Then not only did you violate the rules, you also failed to understand the principal lesson.
Please, enlighten me.
You of all people should know, Cadet Kirk, a captain cannot cheat death.
I of all people.
Your father, Lieutenant George Kirk, assumed command of his vessel before being killed in action, did he not?
I don't think you like the fact that I beat your test.
Furthermore, you have failed to divine the purpose of the test.
Enlighten me again.
The purpose is to experience fear. Fear in the face of certain death. To accept that fear and maintain control of oneself and one's crew. This is a quality expected in every Starfleet captain.
Excuse me, sir.
We've received a distress call from Vulcan. With our primary fleet engaged in the Laurentian system, I hereby order all cadets to report to Hangar 1 immediately. Dismissed.
Who was that pointy-eared bastard?
I don't know, but I like him.
Welcome to Starfleet. Godspeed.
He didn't call my name.
Commander? Sir, you didn't call my name. Kirk. James T.
Kirk, you're on academic suspension. That means you're grounded until the Academy Board rules.
Jim, the board will rule in your favor. Most likely. Look, Jim, I gotta go.
Yeah. Heck, you go. Be safe.
Excuse me.
No,
damn it.
Come with me.
USS Uhura, USS Farragut, Trotsky, USS Centaur. Go to your stations and good luck.
Bones, where are we going?
You'll see.
Commander, a word?
Yes, Lieutenant.
Was I not one of your top students?
Indeed, you were.
And did I not, on multiple occasions, demonstrate an exceptional oral sensitivity and, I quote, an unparalleled ability to identify sonic anomalies in subspace transmission tests?
Consistently, yes.
And while you were well aware that my unqualified desire is to serve on the USS Enterprise, I'm assigned to the Farragut?
It was an attempt to avoid the appearance of favoritism.
No, I'm assigned to the Enterprise.
Yes, I believe you are.
Thank you.
What are you doing?
I'm doing you a favor. I couldn't just leave you there looking all pathetic. Take a seat.
I'm gonna give you a vaccine against viral infection from the Levarin mud fleas.
Ow! What for?
To give you the symptoms.
What are you talking about?
You're gonna start to lose vision in your left eye.
Yeah, I already have.
Boy, you're gonna get a really bad headache and a flop sweat.
You call this a favor?
Yeah, you owe me one.
Cook, James T. He's not cleared for duty aboard the Enterprise.
Medical code states the treatment and transport of a patient is to be determined at the discretion of his attending physician, which is me. So I'm taking Mr. Kirk aboard. Or would you like to explain to Captain Pike why the Enterprise warped into a crisis without one of its senior medical officers?
As you were.
As you were. Come on.
Your bastard. Mr. Spock.
Captain, engineering reports ready for launch.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, the maiden voyage of our newest flagship deserves more pomp and circumstance than we can afford today. Our christening will just have to be our reward for a safe return. Carry on. All decks, this is Captain Pike. Prepare for immediate departure. Helm, thrusters.
Moorings attracted, Captain. Dock control reports ready. Thrusters fired. Separating from space dock.
Fleet's cleared space dock, Captain. All ships ready for warp.
Set course for Vulcan?
Aye, aye, Captain. Course laid in.
Maximum warp. Punch it.
He has lungworms, sir. He couldn't report to his post. I'm Hikaru Sulu.
And you are a pilot, right?
Very much so, sir. I'm not sure what's wrong here.
Is the parking brake on?
No. I'll figure it out. I'm just...
Have you disengaged the external inertial dampener?
Ready for warp, sir.
Let's punch it.
Where are we?
Medical bay.
This isn't worth it.
A little suffering's good for the soul.
Hey, how are you? My mouth is itchy. Is that normal?
Well, those symptoms won't last long. I'm going to give you a mild sedative.
Oh, I wish I didn't know you.
Don't be such an infant.
How long is it supposed to be?
Unbelievable.
Engines at maximum warp, Captain.
Russian whiskey. What's your name, Chenko? Chirpov?
Ensign Chekov. Pavel Andreevich, sir.
Fine. Check off Pavel Andreevich. Begin shipwide mission broadcast.
Yes, sir. Happy to. Ensign authorization code 95 Victor Victor 2.
Authorization not recognized.
Ensign authorization code 95 Victor Victor 2.
Access granted.
May I have your attention, please? At 2200 hours, Telemetry detected an anomaly in the neutral zone, what appeared to be a lightning storm in space.
Soon after, Starfleet received a distress signal from the Vulcan High Command that their planet was experiencing seismic activity. Our mission is to assess the condition of Vulcan and assist in evacuations if necessary. We should be arriving at Vulcan within 3 minutes. Thank you for your time.
Lightning storm.
Jim, you're awake. How do you feel?
Oh, good God, man.
What?
What the hell's this?
Reaction to the vaccine, damn it. Nurse Tapp, I need 50 cc's of cortisone.
Yes, sir.
It appeared to be a lightning storm in space.
We gotta stop the ship.
Jim, I'm not kidding. We need to keep your heart rate down.
Computer, locate crew member Uhura.
Yeah, well, I haven't seen a reaction this severe since med school.
We're flying into a trap.
Damn it, Jim, stand still.
Stop it! Uhura! Uhura.
Kirk, what are you doing?
Transmission from the Klingon prison planet. What
oh my
exactly
God, what's wrong with your hands?
Look, who is responsible for the Klingon what attack, and was it Clip Wongu?
Was it just what?
What's happening in my mouth?
You got numb tongue?
Numb tongue?
I can fix that.
Was it ship what?
Romulan.
What?
Romulan.
Romulan?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. God!
Seven Federation ships are on their way.
Jim!
What's going on?
Jim, come back!
Kirk!
Captain!
Jim,
Captain,
come back!
Sir, we have to stop the ship.
Kirk, how the hell did you get on board the Enterprise?
Captain, this man's under the influence of a severe reaction to a vaccine. He's completely delusional.
Vulcan is not experiencing a natural disaster. It's being attacked by Romulans.
Romulans. Cadet Kirk, I think you've had enough attention for one day. McCoy, take him back to medical. We'll have words later.
Aye, Captain.
Sure, that same anomaly.
Kirk, Mr. Kirk is not cleared to be aboard this vessel.
Look, I get it. You're a great arguer. I'd love to do it again with you, too.
No way I can remove the cadet.
Try it! This cadet is trying to save the bridge.
By recommending a full stop mid-warp during a rescue mission.
It's not a rescue mission, listen to me, it's an attack.
Based on what facts?
That same anomaly, a lightning storm in space that we saw today, also occurred on the day of my birth, before a Romulan ship attacked the USS Kelvin. You know that, sir, I read your dissertation. That ship, which had formidable and advanced weaponry, was never seen or heard from again. The Kelvin attack took place on the edge of Klingon space, and at 2300 hours last night, there was an attack. 47 Klingon warbirds destroyed by Romulans, sir, and it was reported that the Romulans were in one ship, one massive ship.
And you know of this Klingon attack, how?
Sir, I intercepted and translated the message myself. Kirk's report is accurate.
We're warping into a trap, sir. The Romulans waiting for us. I promise you that.
The cadet's logic is sound. And Lieutenant Uhura is unmatched in xenolinguistics. We would be wise to accept her conclusion.
Scan Vulcan space. Check for any transmissions in Romulan.
Sir, I'm not sure I can distinguish the Romulan language from Vulcan.
What about you? You speak Romulan, cadet?
Uhura. All three dialects, sir.
Uhura, relieve the lieutenant.
Yes, sir.
Hannity, hail the USS Truman.
All the other ships are out of warp, sir, and have arrived at Vulcan, but we seem to have lost all contact. Sir, I pick up no Romulan transmission. Or transmission of any kind in the area.
It's because they're being attacked.
Shields up. Red alert.
Arrival at Vulcan in 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2.
Emergency invasive.
Remain in pulse.
Like your shields are holding.
All stations. Engineer Olson, report. Four birds come about starboard 90.
90 degrees, drop us down underneath them, Sue.
Fire torpedoes!
Captain, they're locking torpedoes.
Divert auxiliary power from port nacelles to forward shields. Zulu, status report.
Shields at 32%. The weapons are powerful, sir. We can't take another hit like that.
Give me Starfleet command.
Captain, the Romulan ship has loaded some kind of high-energy pulse device into the Vulcan atmosphere. Its signal appears to be blocking our communications and transporter abilities.
All power to forward shields. Prepare to fire all weapons.
Weapons ready.
Wait! The hull! Magnify!
Yes, sir.
Captain, we're being hailed.
Hello.
I'm Captain Christopher Pike. To whom am I speaking?
Hi, Christopher. I'm Nero.
You've declared war against the Federation. Withdraw. I'll agree to arrange a conference with Romulan leadership at a neutral location.
I do not speak for the Empire. We stand apart. As does your Vulcan crew member. Isn't that right, Spock?
Pardon me. I do not believe that you and I are acquainted.
No, we're not. Not yet. Spock, there's something I would like you to see. Captain Pike, your transporter has been disabled. As you can see by the rest of your armada, you have no choice. You will man a shuttle. Come aboard the Narada for negotiations. That is all.
He'll kill you, you know
your
that.
Survival is unlikely.
Captain, we gain nothing by diplomacy. Going over to that ship is a mistake.
I too agree. You should rethink your strategy.
I understand that. I need officers who've been trained in advanced hand-to-hand combat.
I have training, sir.
Come with me. Kirk, you too. You're not supposed to be here anyway. Chekov, you have the con.
I can...
Prepare the red matter.
Yes, sir.
Transporters, we can't beam off the ship. We can't assist Vulcan. We can't do our job. Mr. Kirk, Mr. Sulu, Engineer Olson will space jump from the shuttle. You will land on that machine they've lowered into the atmosphere that's scrambling our gear. You'll get inside, you'll disable it, then you'll beam back to the ship. Mr. Spock, I'm leaving you in command of the Enterprise. Once we have transport capability, communications back up, you'll contact Starfleet, report what the hell's going on here. And if all else fails, fall back, rendezvous with the fleet in the Laurentian system. Kirk, I'm promoting you to first officer.
What?
Captain, please, I apologize. The complexities of human pranks escape me.
It's not a prank, Spock. And I'm not the captain. You are. Let's go.
Sir, after we knock out that drill, what happens to you?
Well, I guess you have to come and get me. Careful with the ship, Spock. She's brand new.
Dr. Puri, report.
It's McCoy. Dr. Puri was on deck 6. He's dead.
Then you have just inherited his responsibility as chief medical officer.
Yeah, tell me something I don't know.
You brought the charges, right?
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to kick some Romulan ass. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What kind of combat training do you have?
Fencing.
Reach up.
Gentlemen, we're approaching the drop zone. We have one shot to land on that platform. We may have defenses, so pull your chute as late as possible. 3, 2, 1. Remember, the Enterprise won't be able to beam you back until you turn off that drill.
Good luck.
Away team is entering the atmosphere, sir. 20,000 meters. Platform at 5,800 meters.
Kirk Enterprise. Distance to target 5,000 meters.
4,600 meters from the platform.
4,500 meters to target. 4,000 meters. 3,000
meters.
3,000 bases. 2,000 meters.
Pull and shoot.
Thank you.
the charges! I know! Who do we know? This!
Transportability are reestablished.
Transporter control is re-engaged, sir.
Check off run gravitational sensors. I want to know what they are doing to the planet.
Aye, Commander. Captain, sorry, Captain.
The drill's been sabotaged, sir, but we have reached the planet's core.
Launch the red matter.
Sensors are off the scale. If my calculations are correct, they're creating a singularity that will consume the planet.
They are creating a black hole at the center of Vulcan?
Yes, sir.
How long does the planet have?
Minutes, sir. Minutes.
Alert Vulcan Command Center to signal a planet-wide evacuation. All channels, all frequencies. Maintain standard orbit.
Yes, sir. Where are you going?
To evacuate the Vulcan High Council. They are tasked with protecting our cultural history. My parents will be among them.
Can't you beam them out?
It is impossible. They will be in the Catrick Arc. I must get them myself. Chekov, you have the con.
Aye.
Kirk Enterprise, beam us out of here!
Stand by, locking on your signal.
Retract the drill. Let's move out.
Yes, sir. Pull it up.
Stand by, Bonson.
Don't move! Don't move! Go! I got you! Now pull my shoe!
I can do that. I can do that. Take the cone.
I should. The black hole's expanding. We won't reach minimum safe distance if we don't leave immediately.
Move. I can do that. I can do that. Give me manual control. I can lock on.
Beam us up. Enterprise, where are you?
Hold on.
Now. Do it now.
Hold on! Compensating gravitational pull and... Good! Yamayo! Thanks.
No problem.
Clear the pad. I'm beaming to the surface.
The surface of what? Are you going down there? Are you nuts? Spock, you can't do that!
Energize.
Spock!
There's only seconds left. We must evacuate. Mother, now!
Volume. Don't move. Stay right where you are.
No, I'm...
Acting Captain's log, stardate 2258.42. We have had no word from Captain Pike. I have therefore classified him a hostage of the war criminal known as Nero. Nero, who has destroyed my home planet and most of its 6 billion inhabitants. While the essence of our culture has been saved in the elders who now reside upon this ship, I estimate no more than 10,000 have survived. I am now a member of an endangered species.
You must have a lot of questions for me. I only have one for you.
I need the subspace frequencies of Starfleet's border protection grids, specifically those surrounding Earth. Christopher, answer my question.
No, you answer for the genocide you just committed against a peaceful planet.
I prevented genocide. In my time, where I come from, this is a simple mining vessel. I chose a life of honest labor. Provide for myself and the wife who was expecting my child. I was off planet, doing my job while your Federation did nothing. And allowed my people to burn after a planet broke in half. And Spock, he didn't help us. He betrayed us.
You're confused. You've been misinformed. Romulus hasn't been destroyed. It's out there right now. You're blaming the Federation for something that hasn't happened.
It has happened! I watched it happen! I saw it happen! Don't tell me it didn't happen! And when I lost her, I promised myself retribution. And for 25 years, I planned my revenge against the Federation and forgot what it was like to live a normal life. I did not forget the pain. It's a pain that every surviving Vulcan now shares. My purpose, Christopher, is to not simply avoid the destruction of the home that I love, but to create a Romulus that exists free of the Federation. You see, only then will she be truly saved. is why I will destroy all the remaining Federation planets, starting with yours.
We have nothing left to discuss.
You will give me the frequencies to disable Earth's defenses. Centaurian slugs. They latch onto your brainstem and release a toxin that will force you to answer. Frequencies, please, sir.
Christopher Pike, Captain USS Enterprise.
As you wish.
Have you confirmed that Nero is headed for Earth?
Their trajectory suggests no other destination, Captain.
Thank you, Lieutenant.
Earth may be his next stop, but we have to assume every Federation planet's a target.
Out of the chair.
Well, if the Federation is a target, why didn't they destroy us?
Why would they? Why waste a weapon? They obviously weren't a threat.
That is not it. He said he wanted me to see something, the destruction of my home planet.
How the hell did they do that, by the way? And where did the Romulans get that kind of weaponry?
The engineering comprehension necessary to artificially create a black hole may suggest an answer. Such technology could theoretically be manipulated to create a tunnel through space-time.
Damn it, man, I'm a doctor, not a physicist. Are you actually suggesting they're from the future?
If you eliminate the impossible, whatever remains, however improbable, must be the truth.
How poetic.
Then what would an angry future Romulan want with Captain Pike?
As captain, he does know details of Starfleet's defenses.
What we need to do is catch up to that ship. Disable it, take it over, and get Pike back.
We are technologically outmatched in every way. A rescue attempt would be illogical.
Nero's ship would have to drop out of warp for us to overtake
him. Then what about assigning engineering crews to try and boost our warp yield?
Remaining power and crew are being used to repair radiation leaks in the lower decks
okay,
and damage to subspace communications. Without
There's
which we cannot contact
some way.
Starfleet, we must gather with the rest of Starfleet to balance the terms of the next engagement.
There won't be a next engagement. By the time we've gathered, it'll be too late. But you say he's from the future, knows what's going to happen, then the logical thing is to be unpredictable.
You're assuming that Nero knows how events are predicted to unfold. The contrary, Nero's very presence has altered the flow of history, beginning with the attack on the USS Kelvin, culminating in the events of today, thereby creating an entire new chain of incidents that cannot be anticipated by either party.
An alternate reality.
Precisely. Whatever our lives might have been if the time continuum was disrupted, our destinies have changed. Mr. Sulu, plot a course to the Laurentian system, warp factor 3.
Spock, don't do that. Running back to the rest of the fleet for a confab is a massive waste of time.
These are the orders issued by Captain Pike when he left.
He also ordered us to go back and get him. Spock, you are captain now. You
I
have
am
to
aware
make
of my responsibilities, Mr.
Every Pike. Second we waste, Nero's getting closer to his next target.
That is correct, and why I'm instructing you to accept the fact that I
alone will not allow us to go
command.
Backwards. Come alone instead of hunting Nero down.
Security, escort him out.
Get him off this ship.
Computer, where am I?
Location, Delta Vega. Class M planet. Unsafe. There is a Starfleet outpost 14 kilometers to the northwest. Remain in your pod.
Oh, you gotta be
kidding me. Authorities.
Treatment of prisoners aboard a starship.
James T. Kirk.
Excuse me?
How did you find me?
How do you know my name?
I have been and always shall be your friend.
I don't know you.
I am Spock.
Bullshit.
It is remarkably pleasing to see you again, old friend. Especially after the events of today.
Sir, I appreciate what you did for me today, but if you were Spock, you'd know we're not friends at all. You hate me. You maroon me here for mutiny.
Mutiny?
Yes.
You are not the captain?
No. You're the captain. Pike was taken hostage.
By Nero.
What do you know about him?
He is a particularly troubled Romulan. Please, allow me. It will be easier.
Whoa, what are you doing?
Our minds, one and together. 129 years from now, a star will explode and threaten to destroy the galaxy. That is where I'm from, Jim. The future. A star went supernova. I promised the Romulans that I would save their planet. We outfitted our fastest ship. Using red matter, I would create a black hole, which would absorb the exploding star. I was en route when the unthinkable happened. The supernova destroyed Romulus. I had little time. I had to extract the red matter and shoot it into the supernova. As I began my return trip, I was intercepted. He called himself Nero. In my attempt to escape, both of us were pulled into the black hole. Nero went through first. He was the first to arrive.
Nero and his crew spent the next 25 years awaiting my arrival.
But what was years for Nero was only seconds for me. I went through the black hole. Nero was waiting for me. He held me responsible for the loss of his world. He captured my vessel and spared my life for one reason, so that I would know his pain. He beamed me here so that I could observe his vengeance, as he was helpless to save his planet. I would be helpless to save mine. Billions of lives lost because of me, Jim. Because I failed. Forgive me. Emotional transference is an effect of the mind meld.
So you do feel?
Yes.
Going back in time, you changed all our lives.
Jim, we must go. There is a Starfleet outpost not far from here.
Wait. Where you came from? Did I know my father?
Yes. You often spoke of him as being your inspiration for joining Starfleet. He proudly lived to see you become captain of the Enterprise.
Captain.
A ship we must return you to as soon as possible.
Work for me, sir.
Course 151 Mark 3, Laurentian system, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen.
You wanted to see me.
Yes, Doctor. I am aware that James Kirk is a friend of yours. I recognize that supporting me as you did must have been difficult.
Is that a thank you?
I am simply acknowledging your difficulties.
Permission to speak freely, sir.
I welcome it.
Do you? Okay, then. Are you out of your Vulcan mind? Are you making the logical choice, sending Kirk away? Probably, but the right one? Now, back home, we got a saying. If you're gonna ride in the Kentucky Derby, you don't leave your prized stallion in the stable.
A curious metaphor, Doctor, as a stallion must first be broken before it can reach its potential.
My God, man, you could at least act like it was a hard decision.
I intend to assist in the effort to reestablish communication with Starfleet. However, if crew morale is better served by my roaming the halls weeping, I will gladly defer to your medical expertise. Excuse me.
Green blood on Goblin.
You realize how unacceptable this is?
Fascinating. What?
Okay, I'm sure you're just doing your job, but could you not come a wee bit sooner? 6 months I've been here, living off Starfleet protein nibs and the promise of a good meal. And I know exactly what's going on here, okay? Punishment, isn't it? Ongoing. For something that was clearly an accident.
You are Montgomery Scott.
You know him? Hi, that's me. You're in the right place. Unless there's another hard-working, equally starved Starfleet officer around?
Me.
Get it! Shut up! You don't eat anything. You can eat like a bean, and you're done. I'm talking about food. Real food. But you're here now, so thank you. Where is it?
You are, in fact, the Mr. Scott who postulated the theory of transwarp beaming.
That's what I'm talking about. How do you think I wound up here? I had a little debate with my instructor on the issue of relativistic physics and how it pertains to subspace travel. He seemed to think that the range of transporting something like a grapefruit was limited to about 100 miles. I told him that I could not only beam a grapefruit from one planet to the adjacent planet in the same system, which is easy, by the way, I could do it with a life form. So, I tested it on Admiral Archer's prize beagle.
Well, I know that, Doc. What happened to it?
I'll tell you when it reappears. I don't know. I do feel guilty about that.
What if I told you that your transwarp theory was correct? That it is indeed possible to beam onto a ship that is traveling at warp speed.
I think if that equation had been discovered, I'd have heard about it.
The reason you haven't heard of it, Mr. Scott, is because you haven't discovered it yet.
What? Are you from the future?
Yeah, he is. I'm not.
Well, that's brilliant. Do they still have sandwiches there? Well, she's a wee bit dodgy. Shield emitters are totally banjaxed, as well as a few other things. On you go. So, the Enterprise has had its maiden voyage, has it? She is one well-endowed lady. I'd like to get my hands on her ample nacelles, if you'll pardon the engineering parlance. Except, the thing is, even if I believed you, right, where you're from, what I've done, which I don't, by the way. You're still talking about beaming aboard the Enterprise while she's traveling faster than light without a proper receiving pad. Get off there! It's not a climbing frame. The notion of transwarp beaming is like trying to hit a bullet with a smaller bullet whilst wearing a blindfold, riding a horse. What's that?
Your equation for achieving transwarp beaming.
That's out of it. Imagine that. It never occurred to me to think of space as the thing that was moving.
You're coming with us, right?
No, Jim. That is not my destiny.
Your destiny? The other Spock is not going to believe me. Only you can explain
what
the hell's happened.
Under no circumstances can he be made aware of my existence. You must promise me this.
You're telling me I can't tell you that I'm following your own orders? Why not? What happens?
Jim, this is one rule you cannot break. To stop Nero, you alone must take command of your ship.
How? Over your dead body?
Preferably not. However, there is Starfleet Regulation 619. 619 states that any command officer who's emotionally compromised by the mission at hand must resign said command.
So you're saying that I have to emotionally compromise you guys?
Jim, I just lost my planet. I can tell you, I am emotionally compromised. What you must do is get me to show it.
Aye then, laddie. Live or die, let's get this over with. Come with me, go on.
Coming back in time, changing history, it's cheating.
A trick I learned from an old friend. Live long and prosper.
Captain Spock, detecting unauthorized access to water turbine control board.
Bring up the video. Security, seal the engineering deck. We have intruders in turbine section 3. Set phasers to stun. Who are you?
I'm with him.
He's with me.
We are traveling at warp speed. How did you manage to beam aboard this ship?
Yeah, you're the genius. You figure it out.
As acting captain of this vessel, I order you to answer the question.
Well, I'm not telling, acting captain. What now? That doesn't frustrate you, does it? My lack of cooperation. That doesn't make you angry.
Are you a member of Starfleet?
Yes. Can I get a towel?
Under penalty of court-martial, I order you to explain to me how you were able to beam aboard this ship while moving at warp.
Don't answer.
You will answer me.
I don't... rather not take sides.
What is it with you, Spock? Your planet was just destroyed, your mother murdered, and you're not even upset.
If you are presuming that these experiences in any way impede my ability to command this ship, you are mistaken.
And yet you were the one who said fear was necessary for command. Did you see his ship? Do you see what he did?
Yes, of course I did.
So are you afraid or aren't you?
I will not allow you to lecture me about the merits of emotion.
Then why don't you stop me?
Step away from me,
Mr. What is it like not to feel anger or heartbreak or the need to stop at nothing to avenge the death of the woman who gave birth to you?
Back away from
You feel nothing! It must not even compute for you. You never loved her.
Doctor, I am no longer fit for duty. I hereby relinquish my command based on the fact that I have been emotionally compromised. Please note the time and date in the ship's log.
The ship!
You know, it's exciting.
Well, congratulations, Jim. Now we've got no captain and no goddamn first officer to replace him.
Yeah, we do.
What?
Pike made him first officer.
You gotta be kidding me.
Thanks for the support.
I sure hope you know what you're doing, Captain.
So do I.
Attention crew of the Enterprise, this is James Kirk.
Mr. Spock has resigned commission and advanced me to acting captain. I know you're all expecting to regroup with the fleet, but I'm ordering a pursuit course of the enemy ship to Earth. I want all departments of battle stations ready in 10 minutes.
Either we're going down, or they are. Kirk out.
Speak your mind, Spock.
That would be unwise.
What is necessary is never unwise.
I am as conflicted as I once was as a child.
You will always be a child of two worlds. I am grateful for this. And for you.
I feel anger for the one who took Mother's life. An anger I cannot control.
I believe, as she would say, do not try to. You asked me once why I married your mother. Because I loved her.
Whatever the case, we need to get aboard Nero's ship undetected.
Can't just go in there, guns blazing, Jim. Not with 13.
I'm telling you, the math doesn't
support. We've got to have to go.
Check out. What is it?
Based on the Zenarada's course from Vulcan, I have projected that Nero will travel past Saturn. Like you said, we need to stay invisible to Nero or he'll destroy us. If Mr. Scott can get us to warp factor 4, and if we drop out of warp behind one of Saturn's moons, say Titan, the magnetic distortion from the planet's rings will make us invisible to Nero's sensors. From there, as long as the drill is not activated, we can beam aboard the enemy ship.
Aye, that might work.
Wait a minute, kid. How old are you?
17, sir.
Oh, good. He's 17.
Doctor, Mr. Chekhov is correct.
I can confirm his telemetry. If Mr. Sulu is able to maneuver us into position, I can beam aboard Nero's ship, steal back the black hole device, and, if possible, bring back Captain Pike.
I won't allow you to do that, Mr. Spock.
Romulans and Vulcans share a common ancestry. Our cultural similarities will make it easier for me to access the ship's computer to locate the device. Also, my mother was human, which makes Earth the only home I have left.
I'm coming with you.
I would cite regulation, but I know you will simply ignore it.
See? We are getting to know each other. Prepare the drill.
Stop in 3, 2, 1. Give me 1/4 impulse burst. For 5 seconds, I'll do the rest of thrusters on my mark.
Aye.
Fire. Transporter room.
We are in position above Titan.
Really? Fine job, Mr. Sulu. Well done.
How are we, Scotty?
Unbelievably, sir. The ship is in position.
Whatever happens, Mr. Sulu, if you think you have the tactical advantage, you fire on that ship, even if we're still on board. That's an order.
Yes, sir.
Otherwise, we'll contact the Enterprise when we're ready to be beamed back.
Good luck.
Our first name to the other.
I have no comment on the matter.
Okie dokie, then. If there's any common sense in the design of the enemy ship, I should be putting you somewhere in the cargo bay. Shouldn't be a soul in sight.
Energize. Look up here.
black hole device?
And Captain Pike.
Sulu, please tell me you have them. Otherwise, we won't be able to beam them back.
Kirk and Spock are on their own now.
I foresee a complication. The design of the ship is far more advanced than I had anticipated.
Voice print and face recognition analysis enabled. Welcome back, Ambassador Spock.
Oh, that's weird. Computer, what is your manufacturing origin?
Stardate 2387, commissioned by the Vulcan Science Academy.
It appears that you have been keeping important information from me.
You'll be able to fly this thing, right?
Something tells me I already have.
Good luck.
Jim. The statistical likelihood that our plan will succeed is less than 4.3%.
It'll work.
In the event that I do not return, please tell Lieutenant O'Hara...
Spock! It'll work.
Nero, order your men to disable the drill or I will... Ah!
I know your face from Earth's history.
Was considered to be a great man. He went on to captain the USS Enterprise, but that was another life. A life I will deprive you of, just like I did your father.
Channel.
Yes, sir.
Spock, I knew I should have killed you when I had the chance.
I hereby confiscate this illegally obtained ship and order you to surrender your vessel. No terms.
The ship!
Check it out!
Sir, if you ignite the red matter...
I want Spock dead now! Nice timing, Scotty.
I've never beamed three people from two targets onto one pod before.
Jim, Bones, I got
that was pretty good.
Captain, the enemy ship is losing power. Their shields are down, sir.
Tell them now.
Aye.
James C. Kirk of the USS Enterprise. Your ship is compromised. Too close to the singularity to survive without assistance, which we are willing to provide.
Captain, what are you doing?
You show them compassion may be the only way to earn peace with Romulus. It's logic, Spock. I thought you'd like that.
No, not really. Not this time.
I would rather suffer the end of Romulus 1,000 times. I would rather die in agony then accept assistance from you.
You got it. Arm phasers, fire everything we've got.
Yes, sir.
Get us out of here, Scotty.
You bet your ass, Captain! Get to McCoy and the gravity well, it's got us!
Go to maximum more! Push it!
I'm giving her all she's got, Captain!
Is it good enough? What else you got?
If we eject the cord and detonate, the blast could be enough to push us away. I can't even promise anything, though.
Do it! Do it! Do it!
Clear the area! Go!
Yes, sir!
Father.
I am not our father. There are so few Vulcans left. We cannot afford to ignore each other.
Then why did you send Kirk aboard when you alone could have explained the truth?
Because you needed each other. I could not deprive you of the revelation of all that you could accomplish together, of a friendship that will define you both in ways you cannot yet realize.
How did you persuade him to keep your secret?
He inferred that universe-ending paradoxes would ensue should he break his promise.
You lied.
Oh, I implied.
A gamble?
An act of faith. One I hope that you'll repeat in the future as Starfleet.
In the face of extinction, it is only logical I resign my Starfleet commission and help rebuild our race.
And yet you can be in two places at once. I urge you to remain in Starfleet. I have already located a suitable planet on which to establish a Vulcan colony. Spock, in this case, do yourself a favor. Put aside logic. Do what feels right. Since my customary farewell would appear oddly self-serving, I shall simply say, good luck.
This assembly calls Captain James Tiberius Kirk. Your inspirational valor and supreme dedication to your comrades is in keeping with the highest traditions of service, and reflect utmost credit to yourself, your crew, and the Federation. It is my honor to award you with this commendation. By Starfleet Order 28455, you are hereby directed to report to Admiral Pike, USS Enterprise, for duty as his relief.
I relieve you, sir.
I am relieved.
Thank you, sir.
Congratulations, Captain. Your father would be proud.
Thank you.
thrusters on full.
Maneuvering thrusters and impulse engines at your command, sir.
Weapon systems and shields on standby.
Dock control reports ready, Captain.
Bones, buckle up.
Scotty, how we doing?
Dilithium chambers at maximum, Captain. Get down!
This chute. Prepare to engage thrusters.
Permission to come aboard, Captain.
Permission granted.
As you have yet to select a first officer, respectfully, I would like to submit my candidacy. Should you desire, I can provide character references.
It would be my honor, Commander. Maneuvering thrusters, Mr. Sumo.
Thrusters on standby.
Take us out.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Space. The final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Her ongoing mission? To explore strange new worlds. To seek out new life forms and new civilizations. To boldly go where no one has gone before.